Hi, Jim.
Hi.
It's nice seeing you again. Been a long time.
It has.
Chuck, it's good to see you. Eric, it's good to see you again, too. Been away quite a while. My late husband, Don Elliott, passed away in 2009. If I wasn't speaking tonight, he would be here. I'm here, Jim, because I'm now known on Facebook as the grandma of the busted grandson. It was my grandson in that house. And the stories he's telling and the other kids that were in that house are absolutely ridiculous. I would tweet you instead of talking to you, but I don't have a tweet account. But you got to promise me you're not going to send the cops to my house just because I'm standing here disagreeing with you. We've been through a lot together. We've had a lot of times together. We did GP Transit together. I was a human rights activist for years and years. I've retired. You brought me out in the open. It's all your fault. But I just want to tell you, you may be sitting up there hurt. I know you're hurting. I know you very well, or you wouldn't be talking and doing the things you're doing. But this grandma is hurt too. I'm hurt deeply. He's a great kid. I'm not saying that what he did is right. But we've got the Obama world now. We got pot everywhere. I've never smoked. I've never drunk in my life. And it breaks my heart that this has had to happen, not only to my grandson, but to you too. And I just wish somehow there was a better communication, Jim. You know, you and I talk on the phone. I come down and you take care of his parking ticket. That's the kind of friendship we have. And I'm just wondering what happened with you sending the squad to my grandson's residence. He has worked so hard all his life. He's been where he's been working for years. He's got a huge following on Facebook. It's going everywhere. I was called last night to be interviewed for Fox News. I don't want to go on Fox News and blast you, Chuck. Great school teacher, Eric, great friend. I miss Gary Moore. I miss Dwayne Bartels. Oh, if I only had Dwayne Bartels with this article, boy, would we really rock this. But this is all so ridiculous. I'd be willing to do anything. I'm not trying to get my grandson out of anything. The pot, I don't agree with. That shocked me. And I didn't think there was too many things I could be shocked about after being married and being in the media for 50 years with Don Elliott. This was just something that went on all the time. But I will say to you that I'm very sorry. Like I say, I can't tweet you because I don't tweet, but I am on Facebook. And now I'm the busted grandma of the busted grandson. And I'm hurting too. I think we're all hurting by this, and I think you need to do something about it. I don't think you need to use your employees as weapons to get even with the citizens of this city. We have the right to stand up for what we believe in. We have the right to have freedom of speech in this country. The details that are coming out of that house, that what happened, that house was literally torn to shreds, turned upside down. I have a broken-hearted grandson. He's got a broken-hearted grandma, and I'm sure you're hurting too. But can't we all? I'm not asking for any special favors like the parking ticket. I'm just saying, isn't this ridiculous? Didn't you overuse your power? Didn't you take away the rights of the citizens of this city? I've lived here since I was in the 70s. And to my life, I've never seen anything like this. It's going everywhere. And I know you're a decent man. You've always been decent to me. And I'm just asking you to send some of that back to the citizens of this community and not use your police force to do what you did to my grandson's residence. Thank you, Jim.